Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I don't want Valentine's family to think I'm entitled. Well, you shouldn't have walked in the house and spoken and showed up there at all. Because you're walking entitlement.
Oh. Sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life.
I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone.
Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise, we're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise, have you heard of Polly? Forever in your giant dick, love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful. Gary.
It's yes. Yeah. Although
this woman.
I knew we were going to have to do a take on this. I like April, though. I like her, and
no,
I think
she is no. Come on,
She's awful. I think she has severe OCD.
That's not it, though. That's not it. I think the way she talks to him. No, you're this is a bad take.
I totally Oh, we're gonna disagree. The queens disagree.
No. When she said,
no, this is love in paradise.
We're gonna get into this though. You're gonna have to own what she said.
Yeah, it's so. Episode 6, by the way. We don't know the name of the episode because I've looked and looked and it's not up yet. So we got it early. So it's episode 6. Let's start guessing. What do you think this episode title is called?
Oldest person at a rave for Matthew. We got to get that for a meme. I know there's like an old man at a rave. Meme.
It's we maybe need that. And the rave goes on. That's what with your orthopedic sock.
And when he picked out the shoes to wear, I went, what the fuck? Those are only available at like DSW shoe outlet in old person aisle.
Oh, that makes me miss Texas. Yeah, I will say, who thought that, I did not think this, that Scott and Lydia are the most boring segment of Love in Paradise to me?
I don't know if it's the most boring. What I think is happening is, and then we see a little bit on the next week, he's like saying, can I just get a translator? This thing in the app is not working. I think he thought he was going to get something else, and neither one of them are really playing the same game. It's weird. I can't say I understand it, and the only thing I can chalk it up to is complete fakery, but he doesn't seem to be a good enough actor to do that.
I agree with all that.
It seems like fraudacity, but also he seems utterly clueless.
So it's just like Joe Millionaire. And so Lydia and all of their family know it's fake, and he's maybe just a pawn.
Well, the other thing about Lydia is she's making reasonable things to say.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. It's not like she's being, like, we can laugh at her going, ah, I'm being crazy, but she's making valid points. She basically calls him a sex tourist, and he is. So I don't want to agree with Lydia.
Sounds like you are. I don't think we have any announcements. Do we have any announcements, really? Anything going
on? Queer Love coming out this week on our $5 tier.
It's
Queer
good.
Love episodes good. 1 through 4.
Ooh, it's messy, y'all.
Ultimatum. Boy.
It is very, we were going to say, this is not the ultimatum that you got in season one. This is a completely different animal, and it's a messy, messy animal.
Yeah, the animal's like, chat, try 3 times on the rug. And since it's lesbians, y'all, they've all brought their dogs. The best moment, if you're listening now, the best moment, it's not too much of a spoiler, but one of the people cannot understand why their potential new partner could never understand why their dog wouldn't sleep in their bed. And it may be a huge thing. It is so lesbianic.
It is very sapphic. Very.
Oh,
it's
God.
Good though, y'all. It's good. They're messy. So it's a good Netflix is just coming at us with the binges. So if you do jump on it, you're going to get the first episode this end of this week. You can try before you buy. And then after that, it's going to be on the $5 tier. But you can also binge all of Selling Sunset. Season six. Some of you Supercast people on the $8 tier, there's a little glitch with Supercast going on. They are working on it. But we now know kind of what at least the problem is. So we have a workaround that you should be getting episodes on time. So we apologize for any delays that you had over the weekend.
Right. We had one tier was doing fine. And that was
$5 fine.
Yeah.
It's just $8.
It was $8, which still doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Tech Gary, I don't understand. Some gerbil somewhere wanted a break, and they need to put the food back in front of that gerbil so it runs on that wheel.
I'm like the worst boomer when I get these emails like, what do you mean the technology's not right? What do you mean I can't snap my fingers and something happens?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the world is like Mrs. Davis, where I could just... Have you watched that yet?
No, we haven't had time to watch that.
I don't know, but
we've been getting raw dog with content again.
I watch it at night before I go to bed, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry. What do you do? Just cry yourself to sleep?
Basically. Actually, I'm catching up on Maisel because that's my favorite show.
Okay. Like, so that's fine. So,
yeah.
So I'm watching that and you're watching that. So, which
it's
is fine.
It's so good. It's so good. And there's rumors that she's going to be the next Lois Lane in the Superman movie. And I hope so. She would be an amazing Lois Lane.
Maybe it's how, what age, what does she, what age does she play?
Well, Maisel's kind of all over the place because she, well, I don't want to give hints about this season, but she, I would say that I think she's supposed to be probably in her early 30s, maybe late 20s.
Okay.
I don't know how old she is. Her husband is hot though, and he's on the show too.
Oh, but no, I'm just saying what I'm saying is she seems like she's played late 20s, early 30s, and kind of a married woman. And it's hard for sometimes people to cast people like that in superhero movies.
No, she's like, it's like she's for sure, like on the, she's on the top of the, she's 32.
Really? Mm-hmm. Good. No, I think that's great. I'm saying that seems like an outlier to me because they usually try to cast like a Megan Fox, young 20s type for against an old man in his 30s. That's, I'm just saying it's not the norm, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're going to do, I think they're rumored Nicholas Holt is rumored for to be Superman.
Oh, he's too much of a Boy Scout. Interesting.
Well, that's kind of Superman. Superman's kind of a
Boy Scout. I think he could do it. I still think that it's like, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
Superman's not going to choke you during sex. Then you need to fuck Batman. That's where this is going to.
I would never choose Superman.
No,
I need a Batman who's going to growl at me.
Yes, you need Batman, and then you need the Riddler to come and like, the Riddler and do some freaky deaky shit.
Yeah, I need all of it. I need the whole gang.
And you're like, where's the Penguin?
Where's Two-Face?
That bitch. Top and a bottom.
Let's
he flips
just move
over
on.
And he's a different animal.
Let's just move on to April and Valentine. So aside from the OCD stuff, which I don't even really...
It pisses me off that she's so aware of it and yet wants to do nothing about it.
That's, like, to me, the least of her problems.
That's
the first
disease.
Thing she says is when they're driving there, baby, this is a poor part of the country. She's so fucking unaware.
She's very unaware, yeah.
And the way she's doing it is very, very shameful and explicitly entitled, and it's making him feel bad, and you have to watch that.
The first part, yes, but I was talking about when she met her family, but yeah, I'm like, honey, like Nicole, we can believe why Nicole didn't really Google much about Egypt, because look at Nicole. Listen to how Nicole speaks. Like, it makes sense that she gets overwhelmed with technology and information.
Yeah.
But April is a doctor.
People have said they're not even sure she is. They think she might be like a nurse practitioner or something like that.
Which is still very highly. I'm not going to.
I agree, but don't call yourself a doctor when you're not a doctor.
Yeah, or she says actually physician, but that's the same thing, I think.
So going on, he's like, "That's your house," and she has to look at it. She's like, "Oh, I love it. It's the fakest thing possible," and he knows this about her.
See, I looked at that as that. I look at it as like. Less of fake is that she was trying because,
but she wasn't even trying.
She's not a good actor.
He saw through it.
He's like, I know you. Yeah, of course he's gonna know that.
I don't want anyone to feel this bad about where they come from.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't. And anyway, she goes in, talks to the mom and grandma, and I believe the sister. And the sister speaks English. She's like, see, you should learn. And the mother and grandma ask. Then she freaks out about having a plantain with salami. And she's like, I don't eat salami. And then she said it's carcinogenic meat. There, it's not going to be full of carcinogens like we have in this country. It's like, just a complete non-understanding of what's going
on. But she's vegan, so she just doesn't eat meat.
No, you missed
right?
it. They asked her if she was vegan. No, she eats meat. She doesn't eat these mixed meats. She's even more snobbier than
I thought. Who I'm combining? We're watching another show where someone's like is a vegan and they talk. Oh no, it's eyelashes.
Yeah. No, this is
that's who I'm thinking of.
Eyelashes is vegan.
Yeah, she said she's vegan. Yeah.
Okay. No, this
apparently
was not
she's
even
also
that.
Been arrested, but we'll talk about that next.
This
week.
This was her just being super entitled and snobby.
I didn't hear that. I thought she was a vegan. Oh, yeah.
So,
girl, eat the meat.
This is, it's not going to hurt you, but it's the way she reacted to saying, oh, this is also third world to me. That's what it felt like. And that's what hit me the whole way through. And then he's like, what are your plans? And she's like, well, I always thought I was going to live in the States because it's not going to be good for me to live here for my practice. And he's like, but not now. And she said, I felt ambushed. The next thing, Valentine says,
well, she felt ambushed because she said, we've talked before, and they were under the agreement that they would be moving to the U.S., so that he would be moving to the U.S.
I think they've talked before, and she says, we haven't really firmed up our plans. So I wonder
how much they've talked about it. Yeah.
I don't think the agreement is very firm. I think her in her head, she's made up more sense of the language problem than they've actually discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically says, he says, I need more time and I need to learn English. And then there's just this idea. Then it seems like she's like a guidance counselor giving him a lecture. And she, out of nowhere, is like, you're already behind, and you have to do this to get ahead, and you need to do this to provide, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it felt like a bad career lecture you get for your guidance counselor. And she was talking down to him. That's what life will be like for them.
That's her. She should have said that in private, but I don't disagree with what she said and the content, what she said, because I think it's a big red flag that he hasn't learned. They've been dating now for quite a while, and he hasn't tried to learn any English at all when she's trying to learn Spanish. Like, she hasn't, to me,
but the fact that she can speak three words of Spanish,
trying, like, he is kind of like, the way he acted though was so like, learning English is not a priority for him at all. And if I was with someone that couldn't communicate with me and they're like, I'll do it when I get around to it, I'd be like, well, then you're not going to get around to me, bitch, because if I can't speak the language to you, like, I'm trying.
I'll give you the language thing. I just think if someone talked to me like the way she talked to him and basically saying, you're clearly behind, and it made him feel bad.
I mean, yes, but But if they had this conversation where they were going to go to America, and she's now finding out from his family, they're like, why don't you just move here? I agree with her. She's like, I'm a physician. Like, I can't just move my practice here.
I totally agree with her. But the way she said it, she laughed at him. She laughed at the rest of the family.
I don't think she laughed at the family. I didn't get that vibe.
Oh, I feel like she doesn't want to be here. I can't imagine her staying in that house for another day. She's definitely going to have problems sleeping there.
Because they're staying there. That's going to be not good.
I'm going to be interested to see how this works out, because I don't like this woman. I think she's she can't even get along with her entitlement. I don't think she I don't know if she can adjust her life to let someone else in.
She's very rigid. And so it's not, I mean,
what do you like about her? I'm just curious.
I agreed with a lot of things she said. Maybe I kind of look at it the other way, that I, at least from the little bit, because we've only known them a couple episodes, I kind of am looking at this relationship thing. What is Valentine doing to work towards a union in this relationship? Yeah. It does seem like April's doing all of the work and everything and all the lifting. And what is he doing?
Right.
Now, granted, we just met this, so we haven't seen that. So I agree that the way she dressed him down was not, in front of his family, was not cool. But I understand why she had that. If I was doing all the work and kind of all the heavy lifting, and then I find out that you don't even want to come to the country that I thought we were going to live in.
He didn't say that. He said, I just need some more time before we do it. He said, I need to learn English and I need to make some money.
Yes. Yeah, but he's not. But she's like, well, then learn English. And he's like, I'll get to that later. And she's like, we're in this relationship now. This, to me, someone said, I'll get to that later. I thought when she said to him, you do need to learn how to do multiple things at one time.
Condescending.
I didn't take it as that. Yes, in front of his family, but I didn't take it as that. I think she was saying, like, you need to multi-manage your life.
It felt to me, this is Danielle. This was another helping of Danielle talking to Johan.
Oh, I didn't get that because I think it's different in that Danielle's a miserable bitch and knows what she's doing. I don't know if April, because I agree, she's so rigid and she's so, her OCD is so strong. That actually bothers me more than anything, where, but it also, I shouldn't probably judge her for having but it's, she knows that it's such a problem. She knows her RC. She knows that it's going to be activated and triggered.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like she's, we don't, at least on the camera, we don't see her doing anything to help either calm herself or to show up.
She's getting,
it's like, this is the way I am and you have to deal with it.
She's getting a terrible edit.
Yeah.
And that's why if this is the best of her, wow. I don't know. We're going to have to agree to disagree about this person.
Oh, that's fine. I think they're DOA. I think they're DOA, though. I don't think that unless he... It's only going to work if he comes over to the U.S. for her, and that's it. But I wouldn't be surprised of... Right now, it seems... Because, again, they don't really speak the language. It seems like their relationship is just physical. And they like fucking each other, and it's really good sex. But what's going to happen when, like, you're... them going through, if he does get a visa, all the testing and everything, he'll hate it.
Do you know anything really about him? I know so little about him. We've seen them on two previous episodes, and we've had next to nothing about him.
Yeah.
So either there's nothing there, or they're saving a reveal.
Yeah.
Of something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could not get over to how condescending she was being the whole time. That lecture, and it's a trigger for me. If you start lecturing me, especially if you're in a relationship with me, I'm going to tell you to fuck off. Don't ever talk to me that way. Especially in front of my parents who have lectured me already.
Yeah, it doesn't trigger me. My dad just yells.
But that was the way it was delivered. It was like, if you're going to do this because I'm a successful American, you need to be like me.
I can understand why I just didn't take it that way. But I understand how that could be really triggering. She shouldn't have done it in front of his family.
Let's move on to Valentine and Carlos.
Carlentine,
I ticked you out in a Model T. Valentine, Carlentine, I love you all, my Carlentine. You don't get to do the jug. That's me.
Well, you told me to do so. I'm just trying to. I'm not triggered by April because I'm used to getting a lecture from a bitchy entitled person on the daily.
When I tell you to be ready for a solo, and I say, I'll give you that to you.
Again, no trigger.
Carlentine,
sucking a dick.
Well, I think the motion kind of is similar.
I don't want to know. No, we're not going to talk about this. This is going to be done the way it should be done. We're doing the whole fucking thing in a reality gaze, love in paradise theater, because this was some soap
theater
opera.
Anyway.
Soap opera dynasty, Falcon Crest, or what is that gay soap opera about the vampires? Dante's Cove bullshit.
Oh, it is Dante. No, Dante's Cove is not about vampires. It's
really?
No. Maybe it is, but there's another one that's about vampires. No, you're going to look up something. No, Dante's Cove is about something else. I think there's a witch or something like that.
If y'all want to watch some of the worst and amazing, you should watch Dante's Cove. It's pretty terrible.
No, if you look up gay vampire.
They're super. Yeah, and there was some guy named Ambrosius.
Yeah, The Lair. The Lair. Yeah.
Oh, The Lair.
It's the same company. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I knew it wasn't Dante's Cove was like a mystery and a witch and something like that.
It was very popular when you worked at the bookstore.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Did you have a cast signing?
Yeah. And they came like they were stars. Went to Mickey's after, posed with the Go-Go Boys. Yeah. They were with their public.
Did you watch The Lair? That's gay vampires. You love gay vampires.
I can't. You've seen those shows? They're so bad.
I've seen the lair. Dante's Cove was wretched.
I can't even do it.
They're really bad.
Okay, let's get to this theater. I can't. I can take like pulpy television. One show that I liked on, it was on Sci-Fi for a long time, was Van Helsing. And it was like a very, very kind of feminist.
Bridget Green really loved Van Helsing.
But it, like a almost, there was a lot of lesbian undertones to it. And I, y'all know I love my sci-fi with lesbian undertones.
You do. You do. All right. Let's All right, get
I'll
to
be
this.
Playing the role of Carlos.
And I'll be playing Valentine. And action.
Well, what do you want to do after we fought?
Babe, I just wanted, we probably should, I know we had that talk and you, are you doing okay? I mean.
Every time we fight, it's like you put a knife in my heart.
But your friend, she's, you know, the friend you used to be in love with, that you had a relationship with. I just wanted to meet her before.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar.
Okay, well, but don't you think maybe since you wanted to have sex with this person that didn't want to have sex with you, it might be weird for me if she shows up to the wedding? I just wanted to meet her before.
How dare you? This is all about you. You are a person who I don't want to be with someone who does not care about other people's feelings. And that person is me. The person is me who is feeling things. You are hurting me.
Okay, I'm just going to pack up my shit.
That's the end. That's it.
What? I'm in the other
That's
room.
It. We're over.
I can't hear you. I'm packing my bags in the other. Is this your toothbrush or is this mine? Is this yours?
Everything is mine. Oh. Everything.
Okay.
Except well, for my love for you, which you have taken.
Well, I'm standing here. I'm just a boy.
Leave.
Leave
now.
Standing leave in front of a house. Man. Okay.
No, wait, no, go.
What? What? What'd you say?
I said leave. Okay. I said go.
Okay,
go,
I'm leaving
go,
now.
Go. Don't eat donuts and go.
When the leave. Two of us are in love.
Even though you're singing, it's not going to help.
Ass cheeks. You know I'm such a freak for
don't,
you.
Don't
you want to get on my dick?
Don't Come sing on. Our song. Our song.
Come on, let's get sick in love.
I love sick in love. This is my favorite thing you've ever written for me.
Come on, let's get sick in love.
But you must leave.
You want me to go?
Leave the key in the door. We're doing role play later with some guy who's going to come by.
And scene.
This was ridiculous. This was gay breakups. Like, this is how comical some of them are. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was, well, because for, and this, they're a perfect example, especially Carlos. When you aren't used to, not all people, but when you are either recently come out or even though you're an adult, you never went through this breakup thing that people went through in middle school and high school. Yeah. So you react to it like a child. And I got to say, I'm Team Valentine.
Me too.
Carlos is being completely ridiculous and so self-absorbed in this entire fucking thing.
I like Valentine saying, I'm just trying to hope he stops me from leaving. And y'all, he just refuses outright.
He refuses. And Valentine had a great point when he said, look, you go from 0 to 100. He wasn't even a dick about it. He said, there's something about this
emotions.
That triggers you. And Carlos is like, what are you talking about?
I can't control my emotions.
You don't love me.
What's interesting, though, is I think it was just as interesting that Valentine said, I go on. I move on. I don't even try. I'm just going to
like,
do
I was
this.
Kicked out of my house and when I was 19 years old.
So that shows you his pattern. It's interesting that both these men are the worst type of people for one another, but they seem to be attracted to that type of person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's ridiculous. At this point, I don't care if they're together or not.
Oh, they're going to get married. 100% they're going to get married.
And those Easter suits. Let's move on.
If Valentine needs help getting over it, I'm around.
Isn't it hysterical that these like two muscle-bound meatheads just being such babies, being 13-year-old girls with each other?
Yes, which sometimes people could say that would be a synopsis for our show, just 13-year-old girls giggling about dicks.
We're at least 15.
Well, that's, yeah, we've at least given a hand job.
Yeah.
All right, on that, we're going to take a commercial, and we'll be right back to talk about Anna and
Matthew, who's the oldest living guy at Carnival.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Hey there, Anna. Can you tell me where I can find some Ben Gay here before we go to that party at Carnival? Gotta have something for my medicated sock.
I've never seen something called a medicated sock before.
No.
Did you see something with your father with that? I know those compression socks that people wear. Maybe those are those.
I think it's that version of that. I've flown with compression socks. When we flew overseas, I wore them because they said to.
Who's they?
The website I looked at for traveling.
For oldies.
It's good anyway. If you fly for a long time, you should wear compression socks, especially what you have in your legs and you get weird shit, you should do it. Because I can just see you flying to fucking Brazil and then fucking stroking out on the plane and we have to make an emergency landing because of Poodle. But, I mean, how bad is the leg swelling? Do you need to swell it that much? Matthew and Anna, y'all. Well, he just landed in Brazil. We said last episode, we don't think they have a lot of problems. They seem very much in love. I still stand by that, but we learned that the problem is that he can't fucking keep up with her. Like, I'll be honest, I'm 44 and I watched this and I went, this looks fucking exhausting.
I will say a pre-party to go to, which is an actual party in preparation for another party,
does seem to me rather excessive. Now, this is me at 45. I'm going to one party a day. If I'm 25, like she is, I'm going to every party. At 36, I would probably skip the first party or stay there for 2 hours and then take a nap, to be honest. Say
at 36, though, I do feel like he was acting like us in our mid-40s. I feel like when we were 36, we could have rolled a little bit more than he did.
At one point, he's like, wait for me, Anna, please. Don't, you know, my walker can't get through these spaces as fast.
I'm slow with this gimp leg. She doesn't know about the visa yet, so there's still that going on.
This gout makes it really hard to walk through crowds.
It's very ironic that they're dressing up in costumes, and he's supposed to be Peter Pan, the boy that never grew up with a compression sock.
That was what I thought was the biggest irony here.
Yes.
And I think if you said that, the irony of that, he'd look at you and go, oh, is that ironic? He's that person. It's ironic that they don't understand the irony. I also wrote down that he's like, yeah, Peter Pan was my favorite childhood movie. I like the whole, like, never gonna grow up, always have fun theme. And I thought, I don't think that's the theme of Peter Pan. I don't think that J.M. Barrie wanted you to go YOLO when you see the theme of Peter Pan is supposed to be that kids understand that growing up is a necessary part of life. It's the actual opposite of that. Because when Peter Pan gets to be a kid the whole life, he misses out on love of a family and growing up and all the things that can happen. That's the fucking theme of Peter Pan.
I mean, yeah. I've heard the new one with Jude Law is great. I didn't see it, but I heard it's good.
What? There's a new Peter Pan?
They made a new Peter Pan with Jude Law as Captain Hook.
I can't keep up.
I don't know if it's a Disney one or not. I don't know.
Who was Peter Pan?
Some
child?
I think so. I don't think it was Kathy Rigby. I think she's aged out of it. But I saw her do it, and she was great.
Most people saw her do it. She's been doing it for 38 years.
She did it for 38 years?
I'm just making up that. But I think she's been at the role at least for like 20, 25 years.
Didn't Glass Eye Sandy Duncan do it, too?
Yes, she did it, too.
Yeah, I would see it. I don't know. I'd have to see that. I have to say, the marketing has worked. I'm fully into, and I am breathlessly excited for The Little Mermaid. This reboot has, all the advertisement they've done, I wasn't against it, but I was like, oh yeah, I'm totally excited. I'm going to watch this. But now all the Instagram ads and everything, I'm like,
I'm excited. I still say it. There's something about it that looks cheap to me.
Everybody's saying it looks beautiful.
See, I disagree. It doesn't look good to me.
I don't know. It's different. Maybe it's different in the theater. And you know you're going to have opinion about the three new songs.
I don't really care.
You are too going to have, because they're going to end up putting them in the musical.
But are they going to, are they three new, completely new songs? Or are these things
It's Alan Menken wrote them with Lin-Manuel Miranda doing the lyrics. And so they wrote a song for Prince Eric. And there's a song.
Another one? They already wrote one for the musical for him.
Well, maybe they took it out, but in the movie, they don't have one. They wrote one for Prince Eric, who is hot. And then they wrote one for Ariel for when she comes on in land, like a song about being in, on walking on whatever. And then apparently there's a scuttle and one of the crabs or whatever, they sing a song called Scuttlebutt.
Riveting. I'm sure it's
lovely. I'm very excited.
Can we just move on?
Yeah.
So the oldest living Peter Pan, who's going to tell all. I still wrote down, I had no idea the theme of Peter Pan was YOLO. If I would. Okay. So she's dressing up in Tinkerbell. And I've got to say, y'all, I think for carnival costumes that I've seen, I've never been. These are reasonable. Like, her titties aren't, her nipples aren't hanging out.
He keeps talking about it. She's dressed real sexy. And I'm like, Are
have you seen those?
Yeah, I'm like, are you Amish? Like, what? Where did you? This is. That's what women wear just in Los Angeles.
Where's the rest of your costume? Yeah,
women wear this in Los Angeles on a sunny day to go to Target.
Here's the thing. If you're going to Carnival and you're 25-year-old, 20, however, 24, and you're 36, be happy she doesn't, like, blow a guy in front of you. you need to get over that. It's Carnival. She's 24 years old. You need to let her have a long rope to do whatever the fuck she wants.
I mean, honestly, Matthew should just let her do this on her own because they get there. And of course, I like Anna. I like both of them a lot. They make me laugh. He makes me laugh. But they, she, of course, finds her gay first thing there. Yeah. And then her mission becomes, how do we go get someone to make out with my gay? That's what you do.
It was,
you
know, funny. What?
That's a good queer deer. That's a good side hustle or side what's it called? Wing woman.
Yes, she's a wing woman. So later on, they're talking about the choice of shoes. They wear their next, and they have special coordinated costumes. And I'm sure he spent a lot of time on this. She probably didn't. But that's when you see him going, wait for me, Anna. I need to take my pill at 7.
Did he take his pill? The funniest part to me was when they came back and she later wakes him up from a nap. And y'all, the way he woke up was like, was like someone in The Walking Dead who'd been up for 3 weeks and finally slept for 2 hours. And then just were like, huh. And he wakes up. He's full on sunburned now, all over his shoulders. He looks like just the human embodiment of regretful decisions.
I think he's going to be fine. I don't think these two have many problems. I just think the editorial construction of this story is so funny because it's going to such strengths to make him feel so old. I think he's a very strange person. I don't necessarily like him or dislike him. I think he's very weird, though.
I feel like I feel like he maybe grew up very religious.
Religious, mm-hmm. Maybe. Sheldon. All I know is when he put that Peter Pan costume on and he saw her as Tinkerbell, they role played the fuck out of that.
Oh, yeah. She fucked him on the bed.
And he clapped.
They're into each other.
She like acted like he died and he had to like clap her pussy to wake her up.
Get up. I will say I worry about them when she comes to the US being a Fernanda, and as we're watching Fernanda and Jonathan now. Ooh. I worry about them of her literally being like, I'm bored, there's nothing for me here.
I thought you were going to say like the emotional kind of content, but I think she'd find her way. She seems to be like a super confident
She seems
woman.
To be more confident than Fernanda.
She's also older than 19, which Fernanda was.
By the way, y'all, we just did the watch-along episode where we saw Jay and Ashley's wedding. Holy shit.
That's all I'm going to say.
Because I don't want to spoil it for some people, but...
That hideous dress.
Oh.
That hideous dress. All of it. And it felt so unhappy.
Oh, it was just, y'all, we did not know, and now we know. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's talk about Lydia and Scott.
I wrote down, has it only been one day?
What?
It's only been there one day.
No.
And this is episode 6. Yeah. So they're probably lasting 3 days, max.
Three,
maybe two.
Tops.
So they're sword fighting, and I wrote down, I wouldn't sword fight with Lydia because she would probably try to cut your head off and then say, I am your father.
She would. I'm really proud of you. I wrote, oh God, Poodle's going to say something disgusting about sword fighting. And I'm really happy you went there. Good for you.
I already did enough of it this weekend. So, and he's like, every 20 minutes, just come back and bring us mucho drinkos.
Moth drinko.
And then she's laughing like a loon because that's all she knows how to do.
That's all she knows
how to do. Then, this is the interesting thing. She kind of goes in, what do you do in your free time? She's at least acting like she cares to know what he does.
She doesn't.
In the presumption. But
she's just getting information that she can use against him. That's all she's doing.
So, and he's like, well, I'd really like to fly to countries like the DR and meet beautiful attorneys. So you take the word attorney out of it, and you're a sex tourist. You were trying to joke, but you just told her you were a sex tourist. And because sarcasm doesn't translate, she's going to assume that's what you are. Because you've already told her that you have given women from other countries money. And he's like, well, that's just like, I can't help that I want to give people things. You've never given someone else anything in your life? And I'm like, no, she hasn't. She's horrible.
She gives no one anything. No, she in fact takes. She's horrible.
So, but this idea of saying, I see someone in need and I give them to it. Yeah, I'm sure they had no strings on it whatsoever. Squat.
She says, I don't feel like you're being transparent with me. And I thought, I actually think because he's not, doesn't seem smart enough, like you said, to act or lie about it. I think he is being very transparent with her. He's talked about, like, he's so dumb. I would have never told her that I was dated someone younger in Colombia and gave them money. I wouldn't have told her any of this. It's none of her business.
What she's seeing him is that guy who was like Chris from, you know, Chris and the what's her name with the panties. What was his name? You know him from like season 2.
Oh, B90. when he went down to, I forgot where he went. Was it Colombia? He went down and then she wasn't there, so he went on a date with his backup that was there.
No, that's Ricky. Do you remember panties? Sean, and what's her name?
Oh, ugh.
Yeah. But I'm saying he gives me Chris vibes of like Chris sex tourist. So I think that's what she's talking about, by not being transparent. She's not, he doesn't seem, what he, the thing is, neither one of them are really giving the other person an idea of who the other person is. So
yeah, that's true.
What's happening is she's not volunteering anything. What he volunteers, he holds back because of the details, because he's been a fucking hound dog the last 3 years and fucked a different girl every week. He's afraid if he says that, she'll run away, and he's right. So,
because he probably is dating other people, and she wants to know that. And there's nothing wrong with that because they're not really together.
But he's thinking it is wrong, so he's thinking she wouldn't want to hear it.
Well, she's going to think it's wrong too, yeah.
But I understand why she thinks he's not being transparent, because he's not. And to her. And this idea of she's he says, you know, I miss the pillow talk and the after sex talk, kind of more than the sex itself. Y'all, this is just to get her in bed.
Yeah, I think that for sure.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm just going to say that I've been in an airport where Poodle, in the middle of whatever we're talking about, just in his most mother poodle voice, goes, oh, I got to stretch my back out, and just lays down in the middle of the airport and starts doing calisthenics and all this kind of stuff.
It's happened. I've never laid on the road. A lot.
But I was going to ask you, because you were pretty free about your body and just stretching out your body in the middle of, literally in a McDonald's, he's just in there going, ah!
I will say.
Would you do it in a road, though?
No. He just looked ridiculous.
He looked ridiculous. I was like, I wrote, not even Poodle would do this.
He looked like he was doing, you know, those actors that exercise, those exercise that actors do to stretch out their lower backs, like holding on to each other, like go back and forth. Like
oh,
that.
Yeah. I've done that.
I thought he was going to do theater games next. Zip, zap, zap.
I didn't do that in theater class, but I've done a version of that.
Felt that he was gonna get a bunch of people together. Like, everyone, okay, shake 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All you theater kids just screamed. Everybody else went, I don't get it.
I don't get it. Meredith just went, wah! Y'all, DOA, D-O, not even yeah. D-O-A. No,
it was D-O-A from D. the beginning.
Just D, not even D. They don't even get to the O-A, just
well, it's
D.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
That's
and
the
I
show.
Don't feel, I don't feel sorry for, I just want to say this. I don't feel sorry for Lydia at all because no. she's 100% does not give a one flying fuck about this guy.
Agree.
That's the show, y'all. That's Love in Paradise. You know the drill. Go to 90 Day. Oh, sorry, no. Go to realitygaze.com.
How dare you?
How dare you? Y'all know the deal. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if... and if you... What?
When I see you looking at my dick... Oh,
more of your song, Sick for Love.
I just want you to feel that kind of sick, yeah. Sick in love, love.
Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Get out.
Sick in love, love. Carlos, I want you to sing with me, love, love.
Love, love. I didn't know I had a voice like that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.